obviously the plan will be dependent on what this committee finally decides on what the bill should look like. So on that basis, Chair, if I can ask Mr. De Clercq to give you a briefing on the implementation plan. And then, as I indicated, your permission, or the committee's permission, that we do not deal with the costing of the bill at this stage, but that we deal with that sometime next week or whenever it is convenient for the committee. I do have a report of the consultant here, but as I said, there are a few problems.
Can I get the advice from the committee? It appears that on the costing, those figures that they highlight, the full report will only come next week. On the draft plan, on the integration plan, it's a draft. It's not a matter where you can respond to sustainably yet. Can I get the advice from those who can?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, just to remind the meeting, when we finished the hearings last week, there was some debate as to whether we should meet this week or not. The chair had not really wanted to meet if he wasn't available the day of the week. We, however, felt that the committee as a whole and the chair in agreement that it would be useful to have a meeting to do a brain check on where things were. So I think I want to stress that this meeting is not meant to be an exhaustive reporting session. So I think it has been useful, the input given on the costing. I don't think we should ask for more detail, because to have the wrong set of figures floating around is not going to help. So let's wait and hear what is happening. I've got a few questions I would like to ask on the budgeting. This is 15 million and 20 million. And then the implementation plan, and I think what will come from the research office, is also just to sort of do a check on how it is looking. But the intention was the extensive discussions would start next week. That was largely what happened at the end of the last meeting last time, and why we agreed to meet today and not wait for next week.
Unless the proposal review, my understanding is that if I listen to all of the Jeff, the likeness of the report is consistent with the intention of today. So we should be allowed to do that, and then we can interact with the limits. So you can do it.
Thank you, Chair. Can we proceed then with the implementation plan that we have adopted? Thank you, Chair. I will ask Mr. Jaffir to deal with that matter.
Thank you, Chair. The document that was handed out consists of six pages. The first page is the little spider's web. So that is the document that we will be looking from, and then also just remind members that the plan was adopted according to the existing provisions of the bill. At this stage, what we envisage the implementation will look like is broadly reflected on the first page, and there we think to give an indication that we see that there are four important components with regard to the implementation of the, and just referring to the Act, although we're still referring to the bill, the implementation of the Act. There will be certain general functions to be formed or responsibilities to be met with a view to the implementation of the Act as a whole. That is the first row of the spider's web right to the left of our document, and we'll go into brief detail a bit later. The second column reflects what we envisage would require certain implementation steps towards the establishment of the Information Protection Regulator, the Office of the Information Protection Regulator. And then since our poll makes provision for certain regulations to be drafted, that will also have to be factored into the whole implementation action. action that we take in our third column, and our fourth column is titled the implementation of the act. So that specifically aims to address the steps that would need to be taken in order to get the act itself and the provisions of the act implemented. Just maybe one other observation with regard to the first place, which is you will note that in our little blocks in the different columns, you see there's a reference, or in brackets in italics, we make reference to the letter A number 1. For example, where we say under general that we should revisit costing and implementation plan. Now, if you go to the second place with the chat, you will find the letter A. So the reference on our first page, revisit costing and implementation plan, lecture A, number 1. So then on the third page of the lecture A, under number 1, we try to provide a bit more information of what is precisely envisaged with regard to the reference to revisit costing and implementation plan. And for example, you will note that the election is in table format. The first column is our numbers column. The second column is our decision or requirement. The third column relates to the action, precisely what is required of us in order to give effect to the identified decision or the requirement that we need to identify. And then also the attentive at this stage, in the fourth column, to also tentatively indicate what we think would be the responsible party within the department to take responsibility for giving effect to the requirements. And then also, at this stage, we also attempted in our last column to try and indicate how much time we think we need with or to comply with the necessary implementation requirements. The one disadvantage that we have with regard to reading the document as a whole at this stage is the order of the different actions that must take place. And what we tried to do, because we thought that there would be four main components with regard to the implementation of the poll, we tried to structure them here in similar fashion in our initiative. So it may be that as far as the time frame is concerned, it may be a bit confusing at this stage, but that is unfortunately the nature of the beast at this stage. And we will try to highlight you where necessary in order to avoid any confusion. So, Mr. Chair, just briefly, and I don't know whether you would like me to go into too much detail, but as far as the general component of the implementation of the Act as a whole is concerned, we thought it wise that as soon as the bill has been approved by Parliament, it may be very useful to briefly revisit our drafting and implementation plans, especially the implementation plans. Mr. Rutten also indicated that we still need to consult internally within the department with various role players. It may be that even at that stage, we will already have a need to maybe send some of the information.
Honourable Member, is it not adequate that the framework and the structure of information is tabled in place? And a little bit of insight within every box is being articulated. What are the issues there? Since we are only going to fully deal with this thing when everything has been approved by the department, maybe all of you might want to clarify the clarity taking questions, maybe comments, but at a level, it has been given. Can I follow it to the point?
Okay, yeah. Look, I think it's useful. The questions I would, and I don't need to go into detail, but the questions I would have are, they date everything from the date of approval by Parliament. I would have thought that starting starting from the date of assent by the president would be more useful. We don't know how long that process will take. If there are objections, maybe the president may want to send it back. So that's sort of one. The only issue in the hearing as to how long were businesses being given internet was a major issue made in a number of positions. So there's also a difference between the president assenting and the date of the act coming into effect. And I think it would be useful to know roughly how long would it take the act to come into effect. Not necessarily an answer now, but an answer next week. I don't want the thumbs up. How long would it take the act to come into effect? Obviously, also with the implementation, if you decide to change the process for the appointment of the regulator, then it might take longer. If we decide to include some kind of parliamentary approval for the regulation, then obviously that's going to take longer. But I just think that those would be the comments. They're not the money, if I can raise that. I mean, Mr. Rudman talked about 20 million for the first, sorry, 50 million for the first year and 20 million for the second year. I just wanted to know which year. Are we talking about the current financial year, or is the first 50 million in next year's budget? And presumably, okay, he said 50 for the first year, 20 for the second. I want to know which year are they. Is this 50 million sitting in this year's budget, which ends on the 30th of March 2010, or is the 20 million only going to be in the 50 million rather only going to be in next year's budget, 10-11? One would imagine, particularly if we look at the implementation plan, that the initial cost is going to be setting up the regulator and the drafting the regulation. Probably some kind of public education process. I just want to know if that's what they're looking at for the costing. So those are sort of broader questions, Jeff.
I hope you are taking note. Any other comments?
Chairman, I have to do the regulation. If you've already covered this at some point during this deliberation, I would prefer to sit down. I noticed that there's no role of Parliament in the actual regulation, no involvement either in the regulation. In the regulation, regulations are drafted by the department, they submit it to the minister for his approval, and then that's it. We've grappled with this problem since 1994. We've never really come to grips with it. So I really feel that at some point in the process, these regulations should at the very least be tabled in Parliament, so that this portfolio committee can at least have sight of them and, if necessary, make the necessary amendments and comments there too.
Maybe the doctor would guide, maybe my conservative way of looking at it is that maybe they can move the protocol. They approve the legislation, and that's usually sometimes the type of meeting and manner that requires a committee. What have we got? It's all we got. What have we got? What have we got? What have we got?
Okay, Chair, I just wanted to extend the response to Lander that the documents of the research section which we're going to come to was meant to highlight the crucial issues that we've got to engage with. And I'd want to suggest that rather than engaging, what Mr. Lander has raised is one of those issues. How are the regulations approved? There was another issue I mentioned around how is the regulator appointed. I think that would also be an issue we have to engage with. So I want to suggest that we don't grapple with that now. That should be, I haven't checked the research section document, but it hopefully should be one of the items in the research section document that requires the committee to make a decision.
question?
Yeah, so, yes, Mr. Chairman, I was also rising that while speaking to place that we could tell the debate because all that the damage is done is show that how the reply deadline to implement the draft deal is drafted. And obviously, we show that the boundary thinking hey, that can implement, can workshop the way through, and if the deal will be changed, that they will do the same, if the deal will be changed, and all the issues that are in the consideration of the deal.
Likewise, I'm old enough to repeat just for the Honourable Reverend's interest. We discussed the possibility of creating a fully independent safety letter, and if we do that, that's what especially Vienna, a body with important order making powers, we may very well decide that it will provide its own regulations. It will be a rule making body as well. So all of this work should really await the finalization.
My contact that the committee is saying, let's allow the consideration of the bill to conclude, and then what the outcomes of that consideration, amongst other issues, will be due with regard to how the regulation is going to take place and what the committee thinks about it. Can we leave it at that? Can I respond to the other issues? I think some of them are simply hunting up with an appropriate logic. That the assignment of the president is the last step in the process before you can show what it is you're going to do. Not the parliament approval. And also, advisory to take into account for the bill report next week regarding the timing that has actually been repetitively raised for business.
I'll just respond to the question of Honourable Jeffrey in regard to the budget. The 15 billion and 20 billion that I referred to, my understanding is that is for 2010, 15 billion, and the 20 billion is for 2011. I'm not sure whether we will require any funding before the 1st of April next year. But if so, Chair, then I will ask your indulgence that we deal with that when we deal with the costing of the legislation next week. Henk will respond to the other questions that we have.
Mr. Chief, thank you. Just briefly, the Director of Defence versus the bill is approved by Parliament. We just think about that and we think that. The time span between the 2 days will not be that great. I apologize for purposes of example, drafting the regulations, you do not need to start preparing the first draft. And wait until the president has extended to the poll. We all know the concerns of the Constitution. There may be objections that the president might have certain concerns. Those are limited concerns and the limited circumstances which that poll can be referred back to Parliament. But for purposes of our approach, strictly speaking, and maybe I could just share some of my personal experience with. When the Section 20 Act was approved by Parliament, we had very, very little time to prepare what eventually ended up as substantive regulation. We actually started drafting those regulations immediately after the National Assembly approved them. And we saved much time in the process. And we were eventually successfully implemented. But the data percent can also be a target date or a starting point. The important thing I think here is just to identify the starting point where one would like to start computing time. And then maybe just with regard to the concern that was expressed by business that time is also of the essence, especially with regard to the implementation of the Act. The very last phase of the our that's actually due to us an indication that in terms of what we attempted to do here and our provisional planning will result in the fact that some, and possibly not even all, the provisions of the Act will only be implemented within a period of 12 months after Parliament has approved the bill. So, realistically speaking, we wanted to envisage how long it will take for the Department to prepare for implementation. We thought that 12 months might be reasonable, and that's why we've got that 12-month period, and everything to the front of the document actually goes from 12 months backwards, right up to the poll being approved by Parliament.
I think to close that part, I think what is actually putting across is that if you look at the key important steps for the approval of the legislation, the last key one is the presidential. So whatever you do, don't forget to take that into account. And then the second issue, we are not here discussing the technical issue, because not all of us are observed. We are saying that the Department of Technical Capabilities, you need to actually make sure that at the end of this process, we have an idea what is going to be implemented by when and informed by what. I thought that was part of the principle. And we need that. But remember, the same was true with the department. Thank you very much. As usual. Research. Can you walk through with us? You were with us since the beginning. You want to check if we saw the same thing. Or we failed to see certain things. Help us see that. And what is interesting in history is that you can see that the same place, same time, but they're always bound to relate to the story. But your expertise are very crucial for the community. Yeah. Over to you.
Clarity on what we have been doing, what we'll be doing now. No, I understand, but we received the document already, so what is the process we do now? Are we going to be ready?
That always you see, I'm supposed to speak back to you. My understanding, during the opening of the meeting, we agreed that the research unit, with what they have submitted to us, they will go through it here in the committee and be interactive to clarify whatever we want to clarify. But the real consideration takes place next week. In other words, it's an information empowerment process.
In the sense that my questions are in clarifying. I mean, this is an extraordinary good document, it's a wonderful document, it's a self-explanatory document that...
Do you remember?
It's self-explanatory.
Yes. And if one engages, one can have a different take on this aspect, on the other aspect. I mean, this is the researcher's take on what happened. And I would agree with what Simia said, 80% or 90%. And I'm sure that each of us has his own stake, and each of us may agree 90%, 99%, or even somebody 100%. But
what
are you suggesting? Well, here's the document that, as I said, it's self explanatory. We read it in our own time. I'm not sure whether this is a good utilization of community time.
Just off your mind, no one can use it. In any meeting, you don't want to change the rules as you move on unnecessarily. The reason we propose how we want to conduct a meeting, we wanted those comments. And then we agreed that they will do this. Now, the exercise we're engaging in is like we did discuss how we're going to do this in the beginning. Can you proceed with this?
Yeah, I just want to raise one point about the money in response to Mr. Rushman's response to me. Can I do that? Okay. If the casino...
Although that's out of order, but for example, although the nature of the meeting, I agree, it's a lot.
If the 15 million is in next year's budget, then it means it's a hope. Okay. this budget review that has been finalized yet. And again, not for a response now, but I mean, the department is talking about it costing approximately 70 million to set up the regulator. So, can they please look at that issue? Because, for example, 50 million would have to be, I would say, regulations would have to be done in the first year, regulations and the establishment of the regulator. So, I would imagine the 50 is probably a little bit of a thumb suck. The budget for next year is being finalized now. So they need, I think, to come back with more detail next week. You know, if they're going to say, well, look, we're only going to be able to ask, it's too late, all we can ask for is 15 million. Therefore, in terms of implementation, you're not going to be able to fully establish the regulator in the first year. That kind of thing. But can they look at that aspect in terms of the more detail?
You never get an advice. My attitude to the press, it's not that I forgot about the 17 million when I was listening to the 17 million, but I moved from a point that the department has to be held by its last words in this committee. Probably your advice must also be taken into account by that. Prof, you want to say something?
Senator, with your permission, I would like to respond to one of the simplicity of the document. My experience with research documents and scientific documents is that simple as they must look, they always need to analyze and discuss. Just like you know.
Just to close that item, I think one should always remember in Parliament, in this committee you can deploy any vote without considering any legal background. It's a political committee. It's not a committee of legal experts, a committee of politicians. What they are interested in are the outcomes of the case. And you always make sure that you put an intense process so that they are advised that at a technical level, that assist them to reach those outcomes, which is a political level, they are not. As long as we stay in that principle.
Yes, maybe this is finding a middle way. The purpose of the research document was to identify the issues that are going to require decisions. We'll deal with it in detail next week, but I think it may be useful for the research section to take us through it, the headings particularly. So if there are other issues that they've left out, so for example, Mr. Landers raised earlier, the process of the approval of the regulation. I haven't gone through the documents. If it's not there, he says it is there, but it's on the table. But if when they go through the heading, if we can say, look, here's an issue that you haven't included, the purpose of this meeting is to say to them, go back so that when you come next week, when we deal with the thing thoroughly, we've got all the issues. So I would want to suggest that the research unit take it through the document, particularly the headings. And the purpose for us is not to go into great detail, but to check whether there's anything we think has been left out. And if so, we raise it, and then they put it in so that the document that they present next week is 100% complete as possible. And we will agree. So just very clear, my suggestion would be that they go through the headings. And we add if we think something is not necessary, or if we think a heading is actually resolved, it shouldn't be identified as an issue that requires a decision, we can say that as well.
It applies when I say that's what I discussed with the subject in the They're not here to give a lecture to the community. They are here to highlight specific observations. That's exactly what we discussed. Probably you will not be able to say that with the other thing you discuss with the special.
Good morning to the members of the committee, Michelle Person. As the Honourable Chair suggested, our document is a draft document and really to highlight the issues that are relevant in the public deliberation. And any other issues that you have missed out, you won't include it in the finalized document. going to the document, the name of the first issue was one of public participation. I think many of the submissions and some of the comments during these public hearings spoke about whether there was enough time for for public submissions. I think this is something one of the members that the committee will have to deal with at a later stage. Another issue was the definition of processing. Some of the submissions spoke to the fact that this definition is too wide, and one of the submissions was that due to the broadness of the definition, it may have unintended consequences for the media. The document includes both the submissions and some of the solutions suggested, so I'm very pleased that they will note some of the suggestions. The other issues, one of the major issues was the inclusion of domestic persons in the world. The issue is whether extending the protection of personal information to domestic persons was appropriate considering the definition of personal information, and secondly, as to the privacy rights of domestic persons, whether you exterior far too much rights in terms of the Constitution, as to whether the right to privacy with regard to personal information is really something applicable to domestic persons. My colleague will just walk through the
rest. Chairman, I'm sorry, on the definition section, issues were raised about the definition of personal information as well, not only that of processing.
I'm not allowing you to speak if you want to speak. That's my request.
Okay, so I first speak to ask you whether I can speak, and I'm speaking to German, but with the new creation, and then after I speak without first speak, I'll allow you to talk. I need to put my hand up. It's like an elementary school, man.
Proceed.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll feel better. Let me repeat the. You need to repeat it often in the second program. What I said while I was out of order doesn't need to be repeated.
Can you proceed?
Well, I can repeat myself. I finished saying what I said. Just that I was pointing out that there is a. The definition of personal information also triggered extensive submission, as well as underneath it all there was, in my reading, an issue about the possibility of defining the right of privacy itself within the field, which is the underpinning issue underneath this definition. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Whether the staff and the right commission to help hire the regulator Today was quite number 7. It was unsolicited electronic communication, the thing the direct market marketing association spoke about the opt-out platform as to whether they should be allowed to protest information with the option of having an opt-out platform. And we also spoke about having an opt-in platform where essential drivers are used. That is covered in that section. Regarding time frame communication, I think he has already spoke about that. The business has highlighted the fact that they wish to have an extended time frame to implement the legislation, and you noted all the options in the paper. With regard to number 9, that's basically some of the minor issues that we noted regarding definition, certain docking of certain portals, and we also noted the issue of the regulator in the table, but we will extend on that in a final document. Thank you.
Can you explain that table? Where are we heading to that? How old is that?
This is the
table
on the first one column.
We all understand that the first column quite ahead in block one is taking place as you move across to the left. Am I correct? Any comments?
Look, as far as I understand what the research unit has done is they've tried to identify broader issues in the beginning and then the more specific details in the table at the end from page 14 and the other issues section. I think that's a good way of looking at it, but I my own feeling from an initial glance is that the two have sort of got a bit too confused. The issue, for example, of processing the definition actually is one that should belong in that second section table. I would have thought the first lot is the main, effectively, political issue. I agree with them that public participation should be there. The second one is juristic persons is a big issue. I agree with that one. I would have thought that journalists, I mean, the exclusion clauses, yes, but there's a big issue on journalists. I mean, if you think of the, and what you do about journalists. So that maybe should be put into something on its own. Then I think the question of the relationship with PIA is a big issue. You've in a sense drowned it a little bit in terms of this thing on the impact of PIA. In fact, the question is the ODAC submission. Do we extend this bill to the enforcement of people who are not able to get information from PIA? It's a big question, and it's a whole new question. So I think that should sort of be he's standing alone. Obviously, location of regulators. There is a link, but I'm just saying, I think that they may want to just go through it again and make sure that part one is key. Part two is then the greater detail on individual clauses. I don't know if that sets it out. And then we in a sense, because in a sense when we come to discuss it, rather than discussing the detail of the clause, we need to debate what is our view on Germans. Once we reach the framework of the decision, it's then much easier to look at how one amends the clauses to affect that theme.
That was
mine.
But now I'd like at this point to support the earlier suggestion by Dr. Ambrosini that there were in fact submissions on the definition of personal information, to which I would add concerns about the category on official personal information and so forth. To me that is an issue that they haven't really thought through, and it certainly did assert that in submission. So personal information definition needs to be put down as an issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said, this is, my opinion, magnificent document, written with a great deal of profession, a great deal of research. One should not underestimate what it takes to see through a few kilograms of documents to identify what fits where. And one can thus express a huge amount of appreciation to the researchers. It also stands to be said that two people going through this exercise were very different. And a great deal of placing summary is a matter of emphasis. As it says, and people also hear things differently, so I can only bring to this debate what I've heard and my own personal emphasis of what the issues were. The first issue, I think, is an overall issue of who does this bill apply to and why. So it's an entire issue of scope of application of the bill vis-à-vis unintended consequences. And then the second issue, which is foundational, is what are actually the obligations of the bill as compared to its scope of application? What are those to whom the bill applies required to do, and does it make sense? And the bill of submissions were focused, I think, on clause 16. The keeping of the policy of the information, the upkeep, the monitoring, the archives, etc. And just going through my own note, I made note of my textual amendment, I think it's. There are other issues, but I don't want to labor the committee. My suggestion is that one can rather than to supplement this document, have this document as one of the inputs that we will consider in our deliberations as taking for what I think is meant to be, which is a work aid, a study aid, if you wish, which summarizes lots of pages and few pages, and like those study aids, should not be the beginning and the end of our own preparation.
I'm trying to support that, but I'm sure it is understood amongst us all that consideration of this document does not exclude the raising of other major substantive issues. That is understood.
My understanding is that this is a support at our disposal. It is not being allowed to dominate or equate it or be unhappy, but we are making use of it because you will find that it will always be useful to us. I think my brother commented that there is major input with regard to what has been presented. One of the challenges to me is that which could be an element of legality is the issue of to the issue of balancing access with production. To what extent is that balance undermined or sustained? And especially if you look at what they have presented when they speak about the challenges of implementing PIEF even before the legislation, and that the need to improve the ability to execute PIEF, and how does this coming in of this legislation improve that. And, but the bottom line is, to what extent does it undermine the balance of access vis-a-vis protection? So those are some of the issues that come. Those are issues that could actually be brought down in that it is important that we get some advice on that.
Following on from Honourable Plasma's point, I think that this is document meant to be, I would say, as a guide to help us discuss it. So we do want to include as much as possible as far as the issues in it. Obviously, it's not exclusive, and if we suddenly think of something towards the end, definitely it must be raised. But it will help us in terms of the systematic approach to issues. And I may say that in addition to Christine's point, I think the whole category should be enforcement. Okay, Christine raised the issue of strict liability, which was sort of, because the whole question of this bill is meant to be protecting personal information. And for me, it's a question of are the controls adequate? It's largely up to the regulator and then for the civil courts. Not so much in terms of defamation, but in terms of defamation is where it's not true. Releasing personal information is largely going to be true. What's the term? That's the sort of remedy. Is that sufficient? Should there be more criminal penalties? Because they also look at that aspect. Then I want to ask is that they have cross-reference points in the footnotes to clauses of the bill or submissions. Just check you have included everything. So, for example, on the issue of the relationship with PIA, you don't refer to the ODAC submission at all. And then I think at the end, can you give us a list of the, because what you've done is you've shortened things. Obviously you have to make it for the space. That's fine. A pizza, math mark, whatever. But what would be useful is at the end, if you number the submissions from one to wherever we got to, and say, what is our people doing? I can't remember. But you know, write down, have the abbreviation. So when you're looking through this document, and we see, I mean, maybe when we've gone through it in more detail, we'll know all the submissions off by heart. But when we see CDA, we can look at the back CDA. Oh, that means that submission, which is this, and it's submission number 15. So just a page, just to make it easier for us to find the submissions you're talking about. What's your problem, Dean?
Oh, good morning.
I would like to signify now that I think another issue that we need to concentrate discuss is the matter of notification. The requirement that if anybody whatsoever persons and information must notify. Yes, I've been going through this and I've still just said two categories. I think we should excuse people from this thing. I don't want to get into the substance now, but that there are examples under three of the principles. Where only the legitimate interests of the data processor are being served. Perhaps in those cases we can afford that. Registration or notification. You see what I mean? But if you would just under the rubric of notification, put that take note please that I want to raise that as an issue.
I have one motion.
Mr. Chair, may I suggest as a matter of process that we do convey to the researchers a list of issues that we understand a reason and out of the time of hearing, and they can see where those issues are in fact issues that have been discussed and have been covered by the report. I mean, there are many other issues that I captured in my own notes. I mean, for instance, the one of the warrant. I mean, there was a long discussion of the warrant. I mean, there are provisions which to suggest that in under certain conditions there is warrantless search and seizure without a warrant. And this was addressed. There were other things, but I don't want to go into the details. If we can just send these grocery lists to the researchers without overburdening them and your system.
I think the input enhanced the judgment.
Another point is that we have to obtain a financial permission. We have a job, not to be paid for the job, and have a general team that also has a course actually, because we all have all the permissions that way.
Then it would be useful if that draft is finished by the time of the consideration. Yeah. But remember, I think minimum interaction with the document has been actually undergone. Shall I propose we release them at that point and having nothing of revolutionary importance declare the meeting? I think maybe just to summarize, the department is still coming back, not retreating. Had they presented financing fully today, had they presented the implementation plan fully, they would only be coming to respond to the legislative process with regard to submission. Now, their submission next week is three dimensional. It's costing, implementation plan, their response, the main issues with the response to. Submission and clarifying a lot of issues so that we can hold our platform on the basis of which we do consideration.
Mr. Chair, if I may, just one question. The three things, the third issue that we like is that the department is responsible to respond to the standard of the machine. Now, Chair, I'm asking. You decided to provide me with three inputs, copy and implementation. The third one is the initial, like I've been impression that that needs the response by the department to the summary that is currently being prepared by the research team.
Okay, let me clarify something, the committee will guide me from that. My understanding is that we are qualitating the platform on which we want to do consideration of the business. Among other things, the department referred their bill to us. There were public hearings, and our research unit presents their understanding of what they have observed as key issues. And what we understand is that the department will come here. We assume that you were there when hearings were taking place, and then they were responding to the bill that you submitted to us. And the more they presented a number of issues, which some of us also observed that. We did not take them into account when you presented. It's an opportunity now for the department to say, over and above what you presented to us at the beginning, based on what has occurred during hearings and our research unit, this is your clarification of whatever that needs to be clarified. This is also your response to other issues. Let me just quote one example. This is a traditional process. This is one example would be, for instance, you might discover that. During the public hearing, the issue that you honestly accept that you omitted in drafting the water court, you may be able to say, we realize that that was a serious omission. We will consider it as a department. It is that kind of response that we expect from the department. Am I correct, Member?
Yes. Just in terms of what the committee has done before, previous committee did. A document was prepared, and I think that is the document that the team is working on, which basically does start with general, but then it goes through the bill clause by clause, and every clause that there was an amendment proposed, it lists that which provision has come from and what that amendment that was proposed was. So it basically enables us to, in one document, consider everything that people have said. Now, what the department usually has done in the past is to take that document, and to say, yes, we agree, or no, we disagree for these and these reasons. And I think that is what Kent is speaking about, and I think that would be useful in written form. Some of it would be, as you say, an acceptance that yes, we think the thing is, we never thought of it, we think the thing is valid. Others would be, no, these people, whoever is off the mark, they haven't, they neglected clause 57, which covers the point, that kind of thing. But that in writing, so to take Christine's document, which is basically setting up some clause by clause from a submission point of view, and would give their responses.
Just to say that Miller was offered the position within the submission from people and some people between the issues. So I get the impression that maybe the department might not be in a better position to respond to all of these submissions on Brexit. And at the same time, they are. The proposal that we don't want to make to the committee was that what if we give the department a personal solution? There are some other papers that have been discussed to the committee. The Magistrates Commission also have magistrates who have been attending and been trying to get some opportunity to come to the committee on
Monday. Yes. Now, I'm worried about that kind of approach. There was an announcement. If I knew, I would have been able to I think there's a procedure and a sequence of that procedure. Sequence is that we call for public hearing, from the public court. If it helps researchers and the department to look at the subsequent submission, let them look at that, give them to that. But it's outside the protocol, this process. And maybe they give members to have a look at them. But the point is, the main process is on court. We want the department next week to respond both to the research work and the public also here. In the context I articulated and also reinforced what I would just said.
Yeah, look, we did agree last week, 2 weeks' time, we're next week, we're starting the detailed work. So I'd agree, Chair, with you that the department needs to do its response to the positions that were raised by the time of the hearing and in the hearing. And that any further view, we sometimes ask people to supplement their stuff. The new stuff is being circulated, but they should not be treated on the same level as that which came in by the deadline. And I think we should start next week. I mean, Mr. Romano is right, there are other things that the committee has to do before we rise, and that's to get sent to the House, but time can be found for that. So I'm not in favour of effectively a postponement by a further week. We'll find time for those other things.
So we agree there is no legitimate space for a greater life. We proceed. I'm sure the department understands what we expect.
Yes, thank you very much. We understand perfectly what it is that we're supposed to do. I think what Ed was trying to say to you is that perhaps we might need a bit more time to look at some of the issues that have been raised. And all I'm asking then is that we will try to the best of our ability to respond on the documents that will be provided by the researchers. But can I just say that there might be some areas where we would like to do a bit of further research, which might take a bit longer than next week. So we will respond to the bulk of the inputs by the people that made inputs, but there might be some areas where we would require a bit more time. I'm sure requiring next week, this committee will still be constituting this bulk. So that is the only request that I'm putting, that there might be some areas that we would like to look at further. But as I said, we will respond to the bulk, and then may I just ask, when is this intended to be done? Is it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? and we would require a few days to deal with this issue.
Should the worst that at my disposal. But can the department make submission, can respond next week, and let's see what happens. Because I don't want to deal with my temptation that I think that you are giving the impression that you're not afraid of things where it happened. I don't want to take that that view. But let's allow the department to present next week, and let's chat over that. Thanks. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, and thanks for your valuable contribution. Please, next time. Yes. Welcome. Tuesday, welcome. I'm not going to respond to your special expressions, Members. Thanks for letting it go.